Welcome to the deep dive.
Yeah.
So, you sent us the source, all the info, straight from the Royal Cape Golf Club's website.
Mm-hmm.
And the mission you gave us was pretty clear. Cut to the chase. Why is this specific, very old golf club in South Africa so special?
Right.
So our job is to pull out those key facts that, you know, get you up to speed fast. Let's dive right in.
Yeah, let's do it. We're looking at, I mean, a real cornerstone of South African golf. It was founded way back in 1885.
Wow, 1885.
Exactly. So a history that long,
yeah.
It tells you something about quality. We've gone through all their material to really focus on what makes the place unique and, you know, what the benefits are for people who go there.
Okay, so let's start with the location, its setting. This isn't just some course near Cape Town.
Not at all.
The localization here is everything. The whole course is basically set against the backdrop of, well, Table Mountain.
Yes, that absolutely iconic, breathtaking view. It just transforms a round of golf into something else entirely.
And that scenery, that kind of premier experience, it actually connects directly to its history, doesn't it?
It does. That premier feel you mentioned, it's literally royal. The club got its royal designation from King Edward VII back in 1906.
Okay, so there's some real prestige there.
A ton of it. And it's not just an old title they're coasting on. They proved their quality today by hosting the South African Open.
The South African Open.
So. Multiple times. Which, you know, that just confirms the course is still a top-tier, really challenging design.
That's actually a perfect transition.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the benefits beyond just, you know, the beautiful views and bragging rights.
Yeah.
The course itself, physically.
Yeah.
It's a workout, right?
It really is. I mean, people think of golf as strategic, but walking a course this big gives you a serious cardiovascular workout.
Good for the heart, good for your overall fitness.
Absolutely. And then there's the mental side. That's where the challenge of the course and the peaceful landscape really come together.
How so?
Well, you have to navigate these bunkers and tricky greens, some of them designed by legends like Dr. Alistair McKenzie.
Wow.
And that takes so much focus. It just clears your mind. And honestly, it's a huge stress reducer.
But it's not all just quiet focus. We saw on the website they work really hard on the community aspect.
Oh, for sure. That's crucial for any modern club.
Yeah, they mentioned family fun days, different social events, and these friendly, regular competitions.
Right. And that social connection is often what keeps people coming back for years and years. It's a huge benefit.
Okay, so let's talk about something else that stood out. Their sense of responsibility. Stewardship.
Yes, this part was fascinating. A club from 1885 has to know a thing or two about sustainability long before it was a buzzword.
So what are they actually doing?
Well, they're really serious about their environmental role. They use these advanced irrigation systems for water conservation.
Which is,
right?
That's vital in the Cape region, isn't it?
It's critical. And what I thought was really interesting is that it goes beyond just saving water. They're also focused on habitat preservation, so actively protecting the native plants and animals around the course.
So they're maintaining these world-class fairways while also being, like, good environmental stewards.
Exactly. And that commitment has a ripple effect, a real economic impact on the whole community.
Ah, right. Because when they host big events like the South African Open...
That's it. It's not just about prestige. Those tournaments bring in visitors from all over the world.
Who spend money at local hotels, restaurants.
Right. It creates revenue and supports jobs way outside the club's gates. It's a huge economic engine for the area.
So all these details, the history, the McKenzie design, the amenities, like that driving range with the incredible view and their role as protectors...
Mm-hmm.
That's what we pulled from their website that makes them so special.
To sum it all up for you, this is a historic landmark since 1885 that offers amazing views, helps you stay healthy, and, crucially, acts as a responsible driver for the local economy and environment.
So here's a final thought for you to chew on. If a golf club that's been around for over a century can build things like water conservation and habitat preservation right into its model.
Mm-hmm.
What's one simple, easy thing your favorite local spot, a gym, a park, even a library, could do to be just a little bit better for the community and the planet? Something to think about.